This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, determination. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of determination in the Islamic lifestyle. In the Islamic teachings, Allah has emphasized on the determination and having the firm determination to follow the right path. We must have this intention every day and in every single movement if we want to perform the self-building, if we want to have self-building. And the self-building cannot be achieved if we do not have a firm determination of following the right path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Hamd to guide us to the right path, to take us to the right path. And therefore, in our routine life, we must strive for this determination. Now, determination, as we said, it is meant that we leave all the sins, we avoid all kinds of evil and sins, and on the other hand, we perform the wajibat or the obligatory things. We must perform the things that we missed, we must redo them. There are many times that we forget to, or maybe we miss our daily prayers. I must redo that during my life and should not leave it for others. I missed my maybe fasting, or maybe I'm traveling in the month of Ramadan and therefore I miss some of the fasts. In the normal days, I must redo that. I should show that I am determined to perform the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the pure obedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to do, this determination we need in order to have the pure Islamic lifestyle, in order to have a lifestyle that takes me to the perfection, I must have a pure determination, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of determination in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary that we have the firm determination in order to have the pure Islamic lifestyle. Now, the minimum thing that we can have as a Muslim in order to have an Islamic lifestyle is that to have an Islamic appearance. An intellectual person, he have the appearance of the intellectuals. He have the appearance of the one who follows the Sharia. Therefore, the minimum thing, the determination that I can have in my life in order to have the Islamic lifestyle is to change my appearance according to what Allah says, according to what Islam says. For example, if I am a Muslim man, I must have a beard. I must avoid talking to the non-mahram, to the strangers. I must avoid the parties or the gatherings where there is haram. I must be good with my parents, with my children, with my wife, with the neighborhood, with the people where I work. I must be a kind person in the society. On the other hand, for our sisters, the general appearance, the basic appearance is to have hijab, observe hijab in any condition that you are. There is no exception. You must observe the hijab. You must not socialize with non-mahram. You should adorn yourself for your husbands if you're married. And if not, then obviously you should remain at home. When you adorn yourself, it should be for maharim and not non-mahram, the strangers. It should be for the ones that are mahram to you. And there are many other things. The general appearance, the apparent appearance says that we must pray 5-time prayers. We must fast in the month of Ramadan. We should not break our fast. We should not break the rules and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the society. if I want to have the pure Islamic lifestyle. Inshallah, may Allah give us the pure determination to have the pure Islamic lifestyles in our daily life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.